So let's just quickly read yesterday because I have something to add, and then we'll move to today. So basically, yesterday we did the Shita of Achirim quoted by the Ran. Okay. Right. So they held basically the chuppah. Question is, what's chuppah? So they held chuppah is when you bring her from her father's house to your house, basically moving day, moving in. So we said, what kind of maisa is that? Like, there's no strictly defined action. What do you do? So he said, that according to him, chuppah isn't really like a process. It's not an action. But chuppah is essentially the initiation of marriage. Marriage is a certain relationship where you're taking care of her, she's living in your house, you're taking care of her. And chuppah is simply begin. Begin it. It's not like a maisa, which is like demonstrating anything. It's simply the marriage ishus begins when you begin the relationship. So how do you begin the relationship? You move, she moves in. So it's not a maisa. There's no point per se. It's just the beginning of her living with you. So that's what he says. That's the way that the Torah describes it. Binura beis aviyah. Simply, in beis isha nadara. She's in your bias. That is ishus. Ishus means you're living together. So there's no action that you have to do. Whereas opposed to the Rambam and the Ran hold that chuppah, the Torah set up an action which demonstrates, which initiates the ishus. So the Torah set up a tzuras hamaisa, which reflects the character of marriage, and that action initiates the marriage. Again, as opposed to the others, the chirim say no, that all you have to do is simply the chuppah is simply the beginning of the marriage. There's no demonstration. There's no action which points to anything. It's simply you begin the thing, begin the relationship. What do you mean? You move in. That's it. You move in. That's it. And then you're married. Okay, so that's when did the Torah set up a tzuras hamaisa, or did they just leave it as the beginning of Ishus? So then the question is going to go further. So we started to say yesterday that it could be the argument, because at first glance you'd say the Rambam makes sense that halacha you have to have a tzura, you have to have a maisa. What's chuppah? Just the beginning of the state, or you think there should have to be a maisa? But then we said is that it could be that you say no, it's because Kiddushin, Achirim could argue that, look, Kiddushin already set up a designation. The woman is designated an omeid to be married. That's what Kiddushin is. She's awaiting marriage. And now you simply have to realize the designation set up by the Ishus. The way you realize it is by doing Nisuan. By bringing her in your house, and that's it. So you don't have to do like a process. She's already defined as awaiting this state of a relationship. So now you just activate that state. You don't have to do a demonstrative action. It's already in waiting. Okay, so now, that's a good argument. So I'm thinking is that maybe the question is in the Kedusha of Chuppah. Like the idea is like Mekadosh, by the way, this is speculative. I mean, what we said so far, I think, is even one step back is a good definition. It's just, is it a process or is it just a matter of you begin the thing? But it could be that the step further is what is the kedushin? Mekadosh hamaisa de chuppah v'kedushin, which means that chuppah, the Torah said chuppah as an institution which has reflects kedusha, the kedusha of marriage. So the question is, how does chuppah reflect that? Is it pshat that the Torah created an action which points to the essential protection component of marriage, the chuppah component, and that action, it's like the chuppah, it has kedusha because it's an action which underscores that the responsibility, the mishpat aspect of marriage. As the Torah, there's a reason why there's a maisa, not because per se to create a chalas in maisa. Really, he agrees with that argument. Is that intrinsically, look, it's a waiting realization, so you should just be married. But he holds it because they didn't have the kedusha of chuppah. The Kedusha of Chuppah is the Torah that carved out an action which points to the idea of Chuppah and that component of Ishus. And that's the marriage gets begun through an action which reflects that idea. Or do you say that the Kedusha of Chuppah is, because you could ask, so where's the Mekadosh, like you could ask a question, according to the Achirim, where's the Mekadosh HaMaisa the Chuppah v'Kedusha? You're just beginning, like what's Chuppah? Chuppah is just beginning the marriage. So where's the kedusha there? You're just beginning the marriage. Like what do you mean? Mekadosh HaMaisa LeChuppah V'Kedusha. I mean, here the bracha. I don't think it has different gears to the bracha, but it could be is that even, and this we mentioned this, even in the relationship, there are two sides to the relationship. There's the bia, and then there's the chuppah, the protection. So now, in theory, if you want to just start the relationship, and the Rambam had this, you could just have bia. That would also start the relationship. You have a bia together, so obviously that's part of the relationship. But the chuppah is that the marriage begins, that when you begin the relationship, you begin with the bringer into your house, not with the bia. I mean, is that the really chuppah, the isha starts by beginning the relationship. But the beginning of the relationship could begin on either of the two sides. So the chuppah, is that we begin the relationship by the chuppah side, by the mishpat rabbano side, the protection side. So that's how it begins. But it doesn't mean there has to be a tzura samaisa. Still, it's just the beginning of the ishas. It's just that the side, it's specified which side you're mechuyev to begin the ishas on is the side of the chuppah, as opposed to the side of the bia. You know, whereas opposed to according to the Rambam, the Kedusha didn't just select how to begin, which side to begin the relationship, but it's set apart like a real palachic process, which points to the idea of the Kedusha on the thing. So he's like, how far did it go in terms of the Kedusha? Did it just keep it as just begin the Ishus, but it pointed out in which manner you should begin it? Or did it actually set up a specific action which reflects the Kedusha of the thing? I still think this part is all speculative. I mean, it's good. It's a good start. I mean, but, you know, it's not defining it anymore. It's going a step further. So it's less certain. But, you know, I think it's good to do that, but it's also good to know that it's not certain, you know. I mean, the first step is almost definite. I mean, it's defining the thing. It's just defining what the difference of chuppah. One's a process, another one's just the beginning of the thing. Vesavia. So that's like, that has to be right. Here, it's just, you're going into the why, or what it's based upon. Now, it's, you know, you could have a good argument, but it's possible there's another explanation. Yeah. Okay, so now today's issue. That was just tying up yesterday. So today's question is Tosfos. Okay? So Tosfos basically starts off with, I'll mention this point first, but it will come. I think I'd like to deal with it last. But essentially he's wondering, he's in Suffolk as to whether an Almana needs a chuppah. This is why Almana, after you have Kedushin, is it enough just that the Almana you just have Bia? And whatever, you'll be married once you have Bia? Or do you have to actually go through a process of chuppah, which whatever chuppah means? Okay, but you have to do this thing of chuppah, which is difficult to understand because mekadosh amo yisrael di chuppah v'kedushin. And whoever heard of why should it be? How you start restricting it only to a besula, not to almana? Where is hard to understand? I mean, he ends up saying that it is to almana also, but it's, so where is he coming from? It's hard to understand where he's coming from. This is Tosfos in Yudgimel Beis in Yoma Lechada. Okay, lechada. Okay, not ella lechada and not ulechada. Okay, just lechada. Okay. So that's something maybe you'll come back to. Is what kind of amen of that? It's also, I don't know. I mean, maybe you were able to mivdaik, but I'm not sure where a grusha would fit in according to his logic. He's not clear. He talks about a besula definitely needs a chuppah, an almana he's in doubt about. Almana's a widow, but what about a grusha, someone who's divorced? Like, does he mean second marriage, or does he mean because it's an almana? Like, well, why is almana? Because her second marriage, or because she's a widow? I mean, I don't know. So I guess to answer these questions, I mean, to figure out who it's referring to, it might be a good idea to have a svar. I mean, it's hard to make a guess at this point, but let's leave that open. I mean, I was wondering, but it's interesting. So let's put that on hold in the background, because that's not our issue per se. I think our issue says, what is chuppah? But I'd like to come back to that. So the question is, what's chuppah? So again, the Tosla says that chuppah, he has options. Okay, that's kind of the problem. He has options. Chuppah has options. So he says, but when it comes to a besula, a virgin, so chuppah is when she goes out with her heinuma al rosha. Okay, she goes out, I guess, presumably means in public, with this head covering, okay, with her hair covered. Okay, I guess the modern equivalent of a sheitel or a snood or whatever it is they'd go out with. Okay, maybe a veil or cover, whatever it is, some sort of a hair covering. But by an almana, it doesn't work that way. An almana, arguably because she already covered her hair, or because she didn't wear this thing, she didn't do this thing. So an almana, he says that the chuppah is going to be yichud. Later on, because I guess she'd go out with her hair covered, I guess, at the wedding earlier on in the day. Whatever. And then the yichud, presumably, in theory, would be later on at night. before the, you know, before they'd be out, or it could be whatever, after the wedding, after they do the, you know, after the ceremony is, whatever it is, but when she goes out with her, with, when they have yichud. Okay? So it's a split. But I guess he's saying by the abisula, you don't have to wait till yichud, or you don't have to do yichud, because you already have a chuppah beforehand, namely, when she goes out with her hair covered. So fine. So let's say, I knew what we were saying is like, so it's a question whether it's some sort of, it sounds like some sort of covering, either a canopy or like some sort of a veil, which she covered her hair with. Okay, maybe she had a little hair sticking out also, but that's the way they used to do when a basula would get married, and they'd bring her from her father's house to the wedding. They'd bring her out in this, with this whatever, covering, canopy, something to that effect. So according to Tosas, that's chuppah. When she goes out with this adka, with this covering, then that's considered chuppah. Okay? So that's for a basula. But an almana, they didn't do this for. They didn't do this thing for an almana. So for an almana, the chuppah can't be that. So an almana, the chuppah is when you do yichud later. So the question is what's chuppah? Chuppah is like choices now. And you think there should be a unified idea of what's chuppah. So how is it one thing for a basula, one thing for an almana? Sounds a little strange. So that's a problem. And also, what's going with her hair cover? I mean, how is that all together a chuppah? What does that mean to do with chuppah? I mean, what's the husband even doing? Is she just going out with a just a funny type of a chuppah? What's the concept? Okay, I'm going to say similar things to a lot of these things. But the idea I'm thinking that I think that what Gary and Danny were mentioning, I think is a good approach. Because you want to unify things here. It would seem to be that was the idea of the Kedusha, the idea of Chubb, Makadah Shamayso, the idea of Chubb of Kedusha, seems to be, at least the way we're learning, and it makes sense, it's an essential idea of Chubb. Chubb, why not just get married? Just have Bia, but the whole idea is no, Makadah Shamayso, the Chubb of Kedusha. Chubb is the beginning of the marriage on a tone of Kedusha. That's expressing Kedusha in general is some sort of removal from the instinctual, or, you know, that's what he said, it's not the sexual, but taken care of. So I think it is a natural idea is that covering her hair is an idea of tznias, which is certainly very related to kedusha. Tznias is an idea that your sexuality shouldn't flaunt your sexuality, but it should be like a private thing in a limited atmosphere, and a person shouldn't take stock as like that's your whole identity. But a person should realize that sexuality has a place. And it's part of a person's life, but it's a person shouldn't be their identity. That's an idea of tznias. So now if that's the case, let's go turn to the covering hair for a second. I think this is what Johnny is saying is good is that covering your hair is a higher level of tznias, right? In other words, because your hair isn't an erva per se. But it's a certain type of a beautiful component of a woman, let's say, and it has some sort of a sexual connotation, not directly, but it's a certain it's part of her beauty, part of a woman's beauty. And a woman, like a single woman, goes out and her hair is attractive, and that's part of her attraction, her attractiveness. But a woman who is married and is involved in the sphere of sexuality. So she takes on, and she's mechuyev to take on a higher level of tznias. Okay, I think this is on the Rebbe's tznias here. I think this is the case of covering hair at some point, but this is my recollection of the idea. But the idea is that when a woman, the idea of tznias is the idea of like a recognition of the place of sexuality that you can't, you shouldn't. Shouldn't be like your image shouldn't be a sexual image. Your image should be as a human being, and you have a sexual you have a sexuality as a part of life, but it's not when a woman like a person. There's a tendency of a woman to show off her sexuality and to basically feel a certain make a big part of her like vanity, her sexuality. So there's a certain degree. There's a certain control over that, and the control of that tendency. Now, when a woman is actually involved in the sexual sphere, so it's mechayev in a higher level of control. I guess you could argue there's more of a tendency of a woman to have that attitude once she's actually involved in the realm of the sexual. But she is now, that could be part of a greater part of her identity, that she's now she's actually having sex. And that could be, it could have a tendency for that to become a really more of our identity. And therefore, at that stage, when she's in that stage, when she is having bia, so then she's a chliyav in a higher level of tznias, in a higher level of controlling that tendency in her. Okay, because of her involvement in the sexual. Okay, so far so good? Any questions? Okay. So the idea is it's not an idea of that the hair is she's naked if she's uncovered. If her hair is uncovered. But the tznias is that she doesn't go bashuk with her hair uncovered. A certain awareness that she's a different type of woman now. She's involved in the sexual, and that's a mechayev in a higher level tznias. So it's an idea, so she doesn't go out in public with showing off her hair. You know, but it doesn't mean that her hair is erva per se, because it's not, and that's why someone could see it. Sometimes someone can't see it, but it's an awareness on her part, the way she goes out. She doesn't go out. Going out with your, like, it's a difference of how you're dressed if you're going, if you're in your house, or if you're going out in public. Going out in public, into the shuk, with her hair, flowing, that's a certain type of, caters to a certain type of sexual image. And that's she has to restrain herself to that, in that regard. So if this is true, so the idea is that a woman, when she's married, takes on a higher level of tznias, which is a higher level of kedusha. That's it means that when a woman is involved in the sexual sphere, so it's like the part of, it's a kiyum in kedusha that she limits her sexuality, so to speak, that she puts her sexuality in its place. And the way she does that, she has to realize that she's not sexual, but this sexual has a role in life, and she limits her involvement in it, so to speak, through her added tznias. So if that's the case, so the idea that, so it could be that's an element of the Kedusha and Ishas, is that it reflects the Kedusha and Ishas, that when she's involved in Ishas, which is a sexual relationship, that it's tempered by an expression of Kedusha. Okay, and that, the relation, that it gives a character, it's a factor which gives the character of the Ishas, points to the idea of Kedusha and Ishas. Because it's true they're involved in the getting married and they're involved in the sexual relationship, but now she's lessening, so to speak, her sexual image, and that is an idea. That when she's married, that's a kikiyum in the kedusha of marriage. They're beginning a sexual relationship, but they raise the level of tznias. So it could be is that when a woman, that the action of when the woman goes out with her hair covered, okay, because that's I think Rindy asked that. By the way, Raya, I think Raya to this idea is that I think we hold a woman doesn't have to cover her hair until she has bia. It's like at a wedding, a woman doesn't cover her hair. If you've ever been to weddings, you notice that the girl doesn't, she's a little veil or whatever. The girls don't wear shaitels at their wedding. I bet they get married. You know, but I think that's I think we hold until she has bia, Rishona, I don't think she has to cover her hair. So then because that's that idea. It's not a married woman, it's bia. You know what I mean? Oh, so that's what Rindy was asking, I think, when he was here. He says, so then why she has that chuppah? She's not bia yet. Why is she covering her hair? She's not bia. But I think the idea is that by her going out with her hair covered, it's a statement that she is now involved in she's setting herself up, designating herself to the sexual relationship, but she doesn't demonstrate that through having bia. She demonstrated it through taking on the kedusha of the sexual relationship, taking on the tznias of the sexual relationship. So it's a demonstration that she is now designated for bia to her husband. But she doesn't demonstrate that. That's the kedusha. She doesn't demonstrate it through the positive of having bia, but she demonstrates through the kedusha which she's living by because of her designation to having bia. And since chuppah is that it's a demonstration, it's an action which demonstrates that they're married, that they've begun their ishos, but it underscores a kedusha aspect of that. It's not through having bia, which would also demonstrate that they're married, but it's through an expression, an action which expresses the relationship, the beginning of the relationship of an Isha Shel Kedusha. Okay, and that could take on two forms. It can either take on the form, there are two sides of Isha, remember. One side of Isha is that she has Bia, the other side of Isha is that he takes care of her, the Mishpat Havanos. So it could either be through the Kedusha in the Bia, which is demonstrated through her covering her hair, okay, which is the Kedusha aspect of the Bia itself, or it could, the Kedusha of the marriage could be demonstrated through the fact that the marriage is built upon the Mishpat Havanos, the Chuppah, which is the Yichud. That was the idea of Yichud, is that Yichud is demonstrating that the Ishus is built upon him protecting her to the Mishpat Havanos, taking care of her needs. So the saying is that either, because there are two sides to the relationship, you could set up, the action of Yichuppah is an expression of the beginning, the relationship has begun, an action which expresses the relationship has begun, but a Kedusha, it has to express the character of the relationship, namely one of Kedusha. So this, again, and both sides of the relationship have a then Kedusha. The Chuppah, the protection aspect, intrinsically reflects Kedusha because it's the idea of Mishpat. The Bia side, there is something about the Bia side which reflects Kedusha, which is that the way she's knowing because of her involvement in the sexuality. So she goes out with her enuma, which is saying that I'm now embarking on I'm setting myself up to be miyuchad for Bia, and therefore I'm taking upon myself a higher level of Kedusha. Now it could be the idea, and this is what Ariel is mentioning, it could be that the significant that, I mean it depends how you learn, but it's significant that she covers her hair partially, but she also has her hair uncovered. Which is because she's not yet mechuyav to cover her hair because she didn't have Bia. But it's like showing that she's, so to speak, beginning her, you know, she has a basula, but she's restricting herself, you know what I mean? So she's covering her hair, I mean she's taking upon herself this new level of Kedusha.
Maybe like wouldn't be
nicker.
That's what
she. That's a good point. Maybe it wouldn't be nicker. You want to show, once we demonstrate in the idea that she's taking upon herself this little kedusha. If she just covered her, she's wearing like a head covering. That doesn't manifest the change. But trying to manifest the change, by it's like a middle state. I mean, what are you doing? Do you have your hair down or do you have your hair covered? But it's the fact this type of a state reflects that she reflects the transition. That she's a basula still, and she's not mechuyav, but she's covering her head because she's recognizing now she's partaking of a sexual, she's setting herself up in a sexual relationship, and thereby she's raising her level of kedusha. But apparently she's not mechuyav to do that, to go all the way, so to speak, to cover her hair fully until she has bia. She actually has Bia. But the action is a demonstration. It's not saying that she acts. It's a demonstration of the fact that she is now Yichud for Bia. So it's an action. Just like the Yichud was just not actually moving in, but it's concentrated into an action which points to the, underscores a certain characteristic, the Kedusha of the Ishas. Yeah. But I mean, this is Tosos. Ram doesn't hold by this. Ram doesn't hold by this. Acharim doesn't hold by this. Tosos holds that it's not specific. The idea of Chuppah is just a demonstration that the Ishas Shel Kedusha has begun. And that could take place through either of those sides. It doesn't have a specific form. But the idea is that they've begun a relationship of Kedusha, of an Ishas, which is a Kedusha. And that's Mekadosh HaMol Yisrael Adi Chuppah Kedusha. You don't just begin the marriage, but you do an action which demonstrates the idea that they have begun a relationship of Kedusha. Yes. Just for next time, what we could try to do is something about an almana, whether an almana needs chuppah. Why should he say yes? Why should he say no? That's in Tosos. And then we have the Bala Itor. Right, that's who it was. The Bala Itor is brought down again in the Beis Yosef in Evan Ezer Simon Samach Aleph, 61. Who holds that the thing about he holds that like our chuppah. Right? I mean, if we're on this far, at least we got to take up what we do. You know, the chuppah, what we call chuppah, the canopy. Okay, and he brings down the Beis Yosef, he brings down the Itur, and then the other thing which he brings down to put a katalis over there, which he rejects. So hopefully we'll cover those. Okay, what's today? Tuesday, Wednesday? So maybe we'll do that. I'm hoping we'll finish that tomorrow, and then maybe, Ariel, you mentioned the Ramah Kadesha, maybe, right? You brought that up, right? I think so. Someone brought that up. But maybe we'll take that up. You brought that up. And then I guess next, the time after that. So maybe Wednesday, Thursday. Assuming if things go as planned, then maybe we'll start the parak next week, unless maybe we'll do something about Yom Yoma. I don't know. We'll see.